This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments in the area of science and technology. Things that will impact directly on your life. And in this hour, it's open mic. That's right, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. This is a chance for you to share your thoughts on national radio. That's right. Get to the phones and call the following number, 612-564-8135. Once again, write this number down, 612-564-8135. 8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Hey, perhaps you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. And just remember, I'm going to be on a book tour in the end of February. I'll be promoting my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Did you realize that we're entering a new golden age of space travel? I mean, just think about it. Next year, starting next year, we're going back to the moon. That's right, after a 50-year gap. We're going to send a robotic mission to orbit the moon. And, of course, Elon Musk of SpaceX is hot on the trail of NASA. He had this very successful launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket, a rocket which may one day take us to the moon and perhaps even to Mars. Not only that, it's a reusable rocket. Just think of the used car market. After World War II, a lot of GIs didn't have the cash to plunk down to get a new car. But when the used car market entered into play, it revolutionized car ownership and the American lifestyle. Think of what's going to happen when rockets are reusable in the same way that used cars are also reusable. Well, find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Many people think that it is our destiny to eventually go to the moon, back to Mars, and then into the solar system and beyond. Sounds like a pipe dream? Well, find out about the visionaries and the billionaires who are footing the bill. That's right, you realize that we're getting a free booster rocket? Elon Musk of SpaceX, he runs a private corporation. And with very little funding, he got the Falcon Heavy rocket off the ground all by himself. A rocket which successfully launched its payload, a Tesla car, into outer space. And it's a booster rocket, which is at the present time the most powerful booster rocket on the planet Earth. Not as powerful as a Saturn V, which took us to the moon, but very close behind. And, as I said, next year, NASA, not to be outdone, is going to be debuting its booster rocket, the SLS booster rocket. Think about that. Not one, but two heavy-lifting booster rockets, one funded by a billionaire, Elon Musk, and the other one funded by taxpayers, you and me. And the destination is not just the moon, but on to Mars. So find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Not only that, but you can go to my book tour. I'll be going to San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, Boston, New York, and perhaps I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Well, like I said before, it's open mic on Science Fantastic, so let's move right on and take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Michio. My name is K.L. Carais, and I have a question for you. So, us as three-dimensional human beings, Do you think with the help of computers, we can see the fourth dimension? And if so, when do you expect for that to happen? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that I actually address in my earlier book called Hyperspace, where I talk about the fourth dimension. Well, first of all, we live in a three-dimensional world. We can move forward, backward, left, right, up, down. But have you ever tried to leap into the fourth dimension? You can't do it. When I was a child, I used to read a lot of science fiction, and a lot of it dealt with higher dimensions. And so I thought to myself, if I could jump fast enough, hard enough, in different directions, maybe I can go into the fourth dimension. Nope, can't do it. We live in a three-dimensional world. Then, of course, along comes Einstein, who says time can be viewed as a fourth dimension, a fourth temporal dimension, which creates a fabric of space and time. So what we used to call the fourth dimension is now called the fifth dimension. We have three dimensions of space, that is length, width, height, one dimension of time, and the fifth dimension, which you cannot visualize, is the used to be called the fourth spatial dimension. Now, artists, of course, have tried to capsulize these higher dimensions in their artwork. For example, Salvador Dali, the surrealist painter, painted Jesus Christ crucified in the fourth dimension. That's right. He was fascinated by the fourth dimension. That's why he had melted clocks. Melted clocks represent his attempt to bend time as a fourth dimension in his artwork. That's why he had melted clocks. And then he had Jesus Christ crucified on a tesseract. A tesseract is an unfolded four-dimensional hypercube. You cannot visualize the fourth dimension. You cannot leap into the fourth dimension. However, you can visualize cross-sections and unravelings of the fourth dimension. So let's say I take a cardboard box and I were to unravel a cardboard box. What do I get? Well, I get a cross. I get six squares arranged like a cross that could be folded up. So if I have a hypercube that is a four-dimensional cube and I can unravel it, it would be a three-dimensional cross. And bingo, that's what Salvador Dali tried to typify in his famous work, Hypercubicus Crucifixion. That is Jesus Christ crucified in front of a hypercube. Now, then the next question is, who lives in these higher dimensions? Well, theologians have had a crack at that, because theologians, since the time of Galileo, were embarrassed whenever someone said, well, I just bought a telescope, I looked up to find heaven, and I couldn't find heaven. No angels, no demons, No firmament up in high, no cherubs, it's just stars. Well, that was very embarrassing because the church had to find out where is heaven located. So at the turn of the century, around 1900, many theologians began to say that heaven is located in the fourth dimension. So let's think about the fourth dimension for a moment. Let's say I have flat land, that is people living on a tabletop, and they're two-dimensional, like Cookie Men. And they can move left, right, forward, backward, but up. Up into the fourth, third dimension. Up is beyond their capsulization, their visualization. They cannot visualize up because they can only live on a two-dimensional plane. Now, we live in the third dimension. If we get one of these cookie people and peel them off the surface of a table, what happens to them? They disappear. And they can reappear someplace else. They could get out of jail. Jail for a flatlander is a circle. If you draw a circle around the Cookie Man, he cannot escape. And think about it. Who lives in the fourth dimension? Ghosts. Well, at the turn of the century, that's what people thought. Ghosts live in the fourth dimension. So let's take a short commercial break. And after that, believe it or not, let's talk about the science of what some theologians believe is the theory of ghosts living in the fourth dimension.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is waiting for you. It's 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question. Can we move in the fourth dimension? And the answer is no. Sorry about that. We're stuck living on a three-dimensional world. However, our mind can visualize what a four-dimensional world might look like. So let's take a look at two-dimensional flat people, cookie people, living on a tabletop that cannot visualize the world of up. Up is beyond their comprehension. They can move left, right, forward, backward, but up makes no sense to them. However, we can peel them off their world and then put them someplace else in their two-dimensional world. They would literally disappear from sight, reappear someplace else. And then if I put a circle around them, that's a jail. They cannot escape from a circle. They bump into the circle every time they move left, right, forward, backward. But we laugh and say, ha, that's stupid. I mean, all you have to do is jump up and jump out of jail. Now, think about it for a moment. What kind of being has the capability of disappearing and reappearing someplace else? What kind of being can escape from a jail that is escape-proof? Think about that for a moment. Who can walk through walls? Who can escape the sturdiest prison? Why, the answer given by theologians 100 years ago was ghosts. And that started a romance between people who believed in ghosts, believe it or not, and the fourth dimension. Get a copy of my book, Hyperspace, and I trace the history of that. Even Sherlock Holmes was dabbling in this concept of the fourth dimension. H.G. Wells, they wrote about the fourth dimension and the possibility of ghosts and higher angels living in these other dimensions. In fact, H.G. Wells, who also wrote War of the Worlds and many other great science fiction stories, like The Time Machine, had another short story where an angel from hyperspace, falls into our world by accident. And so theologians have found a very convenient place to put heaven, ghosts, demons, and whatever, and that is the fourth dimension. Well, sorry about that. We physicists don't believe that you can move freely in the fourth dimension. However, I work on something called string theory. In fact, I'm the co-founder of one of the main branches of string theory, which is string field theory. In string theory, we say that the universe started in 11 dimensions, not 4, but 11 dimensions, that our universe is a bubble. A small three-dimensional bubble that's expanding in a much larger ocean of nirvana, and that is hyperspace. And so many children ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, if the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? Think about that for a moment. Everyone believes in the work of Einstein, who says the universe is expanding. Well, that's nice. Then the question is, what is it expanding into? Well, it's expanding into another dimension, hyperspace. It is the 11th dimension. So what happened to these other 7 dimensions? Where are they? Why can't we move in these other 7 dimensions? And the answer is they've curled up. They're so small that we cannot visualize them anymore. And we're stuck. Sorry about that. We are stuck in the 3rd dimension. Well, as I said before, if you want to know more about hyperspace, about these other dimensions, this is not science fiction, this is not theology, this is the most advanced physics and cosmology that we have today, get a copy of my earlier book called Hyperspace. Okay, well, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
What is the origin of string theory? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very profound question. The origin actually goes back 2,000 years. 2,000 years ago, the Greeks asked a very simple question. What is the world made of? And they said, well, there must be a smallest object that you cannot cut. You cannot cut it, meaning atom. A means cannot. Tum means cut. And so atom means that which cannot be cut. But then also, in addition to Democritus, we also had Pythagoras. Pythagoras looked at the violin string, the strings of a lyre, and said that that's mathematics. The harmonies, the thirds, the fifth, the chords that we find in music must be a byproduct of the resonances of a vibrating string. Bingo! He was able to work out the mathematics of music. Think about that. We've had music ever since we left the forest. But the Pythagoreans, 2,000 years ago, worked out the mathematics of harmonies, the mathematics of octaves. Like, why do we have 8 notes in an octave? And oct means 8. Why 8? It's all because 8 is the number of ways you can divide a string. And so string theory got off the ground 2,000 years ago. But what happened after that? Nothing. For 2,000 years, scientists were stuck. Because what can you do with it? Atoms are too small to be seen. Strings, that's a very nice idea, but how do you explain the diversity of matter in the universe? Well, fast forward 2,000 years. To the 1900s. Then we were able to split the atom in half. And then we began to realize that atom was a misnomer. You can, in fact, cut atoms into subatomic particles like protons. And then if you smash protons apart, what do you get? More subatomic particles like quarks. And then the question is, does it really stop there? Or does it keep on going like an onion, one layer after the next after the next? Well, this is where string theory comes in. Because string theory says, why do we have all these god darn subatomic particles? We have quarks, we have leptons, we have antiparticles, we have Lang-Mills particles, we have gluons, hundreds of subatomic particles that I had to memorize to get my PhD from Berkeley years ago. Why so many particles that cannot be cut? Well, this is where the Pythagoreans come in, because Pythagoras, 2,000 years ago, said that a simple object like a string allows you to explain all the thousands of notes, sharps and flats, that you find in music. So the resonances of music correspond to, in some sense, subatomic particles. So in other words, string theory says that the electron is not really a dot at all. If you were to peer into an electron, you would see that it's a rubber band. A tiny rubber band that's vibrating, but if you twang it in a different way, the rubber band turns into a neutrino. You twang it in another direction and it turns into a quark. You twang it again and it turns into a gluon. In fact, if you twang it enough times, you get all the subatomic particles that we've cataloged for decades by smashing atoms apart. So in other words, subatomic particles are nothing but the musical notes of a very tiny string. What is physics? Physics is the harmonies you can play on these vibrating strings. What is chemistry? Chemistry is the melodies you can play on vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. And then what is the mind of God that Albert Einstein searched for 30 years of his life, from 1925 to 1955, he searched for the mind of God. Well, we now have a candidate. The mind of God is cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. That is our best understanding of how the whole shebang is put together. And again, if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my earlier books, Hyperspace and Parallel Worlds. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Kenneth, listening from California on the Genesis Radio Network. I would like to ask two questions for Mr. Kaku. First, scientists say that they do not know why humans sleep, but I think the reason should be obvious. At night, Homo sapiens cannot hunt and gather. Therefore, in order to conserve energy, they need to sleep. As a result, when we developed into a civilization, we still needed to sleep at night. This is the same reason why the moon influences people's behavior. More light means the ability to hunt at night, so humans and other animals are more aggressive and more likely to have sex during moonlight. Why isn't this obvious to scientists? Second question I have is the fact that photons are used to measure electron positions and speeds in quantum theory. This results in the uncertainty principle. However, what if gravitons or gluons were used to detect electrons instead of using photons to detect them? So if you use gravitons as your so-called light beam instead of using a photon in order to detect the electrons, would this silence the uncertainty principle? Thank you for your time.
Well, the answer to your question is yes. Yes. Now, I'll answer your question after the break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. And also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you the details of my book tour, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be signing your copy of my latest book coming out February 20th, and that is The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space, as we begin to go back to the moon, on to Mars, and beyond. We're talking about a golden age, a new golden age of space travel starting next year. That's right, next year we're going back to the moon. It was recently that Elon Musk successfully launched his Falcon Heavy booster rocket, which can take us to the moon and maybe even Mars. And NASA, not too far behind, is using taxpayers' money to back its booster rocket, the SLS booster rocket. So we are blessed not with one, but two. Two booster rockets that can take us to the moon and perhaps Mars. Well, find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a question, a challenge, in fact. Why are scientists so oblivious of the origin of sleep? Well, actually, scientists would agree with you that sleep is a way for us to conserve energy, but that's not the question. The question that divides scientists is why do we dream? Do animals dream? Why do we dream? Well, first of all, when we dream, we have what is called rapid eye movement. Your eyes vibrate very rapidly, and that's very easy to see with a brain scan. And it turns out that animals like cats and dogs will also have REM sleep. So it's a theory that we cannot prove, but it's a theory that even dogs and cats can dream. And then the question is, why? Why do we dream? It sounds like a waste of time, right? Well, if I have a brain scan, and you brain scan the brain when it's dreaming, you find something interesting. First of all, blood flow to the prefrontal cortex right behind your forehead drops to zero, meaning that you are not conscious anymore. And your fact checker, which is right behind your eyeballs, that checks for anomalies in common sense and what you see around you. And that's also shut off. That's why dreams are fantastic. That's why dreams violate the known laws of common sense and science, because that part of the brain that governs common sense is turned off. Well, what's turned on? What's turned on in your brain when you dream is the center of your brain, which is the amygdala, or the emotional center, and that contains nightmares and fears. That's one reason why many of our dreams are not dreams of fluffy animals and vacations and nice thoughts. That's why many of our dreams are rather troubling, nightmares, because the amygdala controls many of our dreams, and the amygdala also controls nightmares. So you realize that the front part of the brain, which governs reason and logic, is shut off, but the center part of the brain remains quite active, and that's why you dream. But then the next question is, what do we dream about? As I said before, we dream about troubling things because it's the amygdala that is activated. But then the question is, why? That's the mystery. There's one theory which I think has some credibility, is, and that is, the brain tries to make sense of things, of all the memories that took place during the day. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll ask the question, can robots dream? What does artificial intelligence say about dreaming, and do robots dream? Think about that. This is a very active area of study. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can get on the air by calling 612-564-8135. Go to my website and perhaps you can get a signed copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And before the break, we had a call saying, what's behind sleep? Well, I think scientists are agreed that sleep is a way to rest and to recuperate, but why do we dream? That's what divides scientists. Some scientists say that it's nothing but the accidental flaring up of the amygdala, which controls troubling and nightmarish type thoughts, and that lights up when you dream. But why that type of dream? Well, it turns out when you build robots, you build what are called learning machines. These are called neural networks. Neural networks can actually learn very slowly, but they do learn by repetition and by practice. And then what you find out, interestingly enough, is that when these learning machines saturate, that is when they learn too much, then they go into a different kind of state of consciousness where they can't learn anymore. And memories then begin to drift, and they begin to try to make sense of some of these memories. That's what we think is the origin of dreams. We think that animals and humans are learning machines, neural networks, that are flooded with memories, and we can't learn anymore. And just like a file cabinet, we have to make sense of these dreams and reorganize them, just like what robots will do when they try to learn things, and learning is saturated by too many memories, they have to make sense out of it. And so that's one reason why we think that dreams not only are dreams that are nightmarish, but dreams also that try to make sense of troubling events. That is perhaps the origin of dreams. Well, once I interviewed at Harvard University one of the deans of dream research. For many decades, he's researched the nature of dreams, and I asked him about what about all these books by Freudian psychologists who have deep meanings in dreams. And he laughed, and he said, well, that's the fortune cookie theory of dreams that he does not agree with. Dreams can be explained, he said, by science, rather than appealing to mysticism. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello. This message is for Dr. Michio Kaku. I have a question. It is, do you indicate the four fundamental forces of the universe as affirmative when speaking about the aging process and the digital and biological afterlife?
Okay, well, you asked several questions in one, so let's try to break down the pieces. Even the previous caller asked about gravitons, and so let me explain. There are four fundamental forces that we think rule the universe. We've looked for a fifth and couldn't find any, but we think there are four. First of all, there is electricity and magnetism, which lights up our cities, makes possible television, radio. That's the first force, and what governs that force are photons. Photons are particles of light, particles of electricity, particles of magnetism, and photons interact with electrons, giving us television, radio, lasers. Next, we have gravity, which keeps us anchored to the floor, which holds the solar system together, and we think it is mediated by gravitons, tiny particles of gravity. We've never seen these, by the way. If you ever detect a graviton, you will win the Nobel Prize in physics. But we do believe that these gravitons exist, and when they average out to give you Einstein's theory of general relativity. Then we have the nuclear forces, the two nuclear forces, the weak and the strong. And the weak force governs radioactive decay, and the strong nuclear force holds the proton together. And the nuclear force explains why the sun shines, why the stars twinkle. So we think that four fundamental forces rule the world, but why four? Well, it turns out there are four fundamental theories that you can embed inside string theory. String theory shows that, yes, you can get all four interactions by the vibrating of tiny little strings. And then you ask another question, and that is the question of immortality. Is it possible that we can use the four fundamental forces in some sense to give us some form of immortality? Well, I'll say a few things about that after the break. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can be on national radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. so are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to share your thoughts on national radio. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you get a brainstorm. Suddenly, things are so clear at 4 o'clock in the morning, but hey, there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Simply give us your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps you can share your thoughts on national radio, even if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, before the break, we had a caller talking about the four fundamental forces, the weak force, the strong force, gravity, and electromagnetism, and whether that's related to immortality. Well, there are two forms of immortality that I address in my book, Physics of the Future. First is biological immortality, literally living forever. And the second is digital immortality. Now, digital immortality is something that we think is actually achievable. And that is by codifying all your memories, all your history, all your likes, dislikes, your credit card history, everything known about you can be digitized, and then we can make a hologram that'll talk like you, that'll act like you, that has many of your memories, and you can have a conversation, an intelligent conversation with this holographic image. And then the question is that really you? Well, to paraphrase our former president, Bill Clinton, it all depends on how you define you. If you are defined as a biological entity, then of course this is nothing but a tape recorder, very sophisticated tape recorder. But if you are defined as all your memories, your thoughts, all your interactions, your sensations and feelings, if that is you, then you can be reduced to information, and information can be digitized, and you are living forever as a digitized soul. Now, there's the other form of immortality that I address in my book, and that is biological immortality. First of all, as organs wear out, we're going to be able to replace them. In fact, I list all the organs that we can generate in the laboratory today. Skin, bone, cartilage, noses, ears, heart valves, windpipes can be recreated in the laboratory. But what about the brain? That is really hard. But we're now beginning to find the genes that control the brain as well. We have a long ways to go. It's called the Connectome Project. The Connectome Project is trying to figure out the wiring of the biological brain. And then we want to find the genes which can extend our lifespan. So far, we found about 60 of them. We know there could be hundreds involved. What we do is we scan the DNA of old people and the DNA of young people. Now that millions of people are having their genes sequenced, we can now use computers to scan the genes of old people and find out where aging takes place. Think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Not in the steering wheel, not in the seats. No, aging in a car takes place in the engine. Because that's where we have oxidation. That's where we have combustion. That's where we have moving parts. That's where we have the buildup of carbon deposits. Well, where is the engine of a cell? The mitochondria. And bingo, when you look at where aging takes place in a cell, it's mainly the mitochondria, the energy power plant of the cell. That's where you have errors building up. Now, if we can cure these errors genetically using gene therapy, then in principle, we could live forever. I mean, think, for example, of a cancer cell. We don't like to think that cancer cells are benevolent. Of course, they'll kill you. But cancer cells are immortal. They just reproduce. In fact, they reproduce out of control, forming a tumor, and that's what kills you. That's why cancer cells are so dangerous. But it does mean that cancer cells have a clock, a digital clock that is stopped, and that's called telomerase. We have found the clock and the way to stop that clock. The clock is called a telomere at the ends of a chromosome, and telomerase allows you to stop the clock so that cells just divide forever. Well, what's the catch? The catch there, of course, is that cancer cells also divide forever. That's why we have tumors. That's why you die of cancer. So we still have a ways to go. However, we are now beginning to find the genes that control the aging process. That is remarkable. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
This is John in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I hear you on KNSI. I have a question. The imbalance of matter and antimatter in our universe, could it be because the Big Bang created our universe and an antiverse with more antimatter than matter? I suppose the answer to that question is worth a Nobel Prize.
Well, you're right on both aspects. It turns out there is an asymmetry between matter and antimatter in our universe, which I'll explain. And if you can figure out why there is that asymmetry, you will win the Nobel Prize in physics. You're absolutely right. First of all, antimatter is the opposite of matter. We know that the electron is negatively charged. In fact, it was Benjamin Franklin himself, who gave us the direction of current. He didn't know that the electron was light, therefore it was electrons that move, but it is the electrons that move giving us electricity and has negative charge. Well, there are positively charged electrons called positrons. They are anti-electrons. However, there's an asymmetry between electrons and positrons, and nobody knows why. There should be a balance between the two, but there isn't. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Well, find out more by getting a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call by calling 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On February 20th, my book comes out, and maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity, and then you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, you can actually make money by getting a copy of my autographed books. So, this is Science Fantastic.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.